Afternoon. With Lionheart Radio.
That's right, afternoon, Lionheart Radio 107.3 FM. We have Karen Harding and Gary Thompson. Now, Karen Harding was the winner of Music Means Life 2008. And Gary Thompson's obviously the organiser, or one of the organisers of Music Means Life. Hi guys, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good to see you, Gary. Obviously, Gary's not a
stranger.
Stranger, that's the one. That's the one I was going for. Not a stranger of Lionheart Radio. He's been in several times, one for Jimmy Squire and again for promotion of the Music Means Life. And with a host of celebrity guests we had the last time.
Well, I just was waiting for my application.
Filling
my application for a presenter. That's what I was going to do next time.
Well, you may as well. why not whilst you're at it? Anyways, we're here mainly to discuss, obviously, Karen Harding winning the Music Means Life, which is a fantastic achievement. But first of all, before we sort of go into the whole interviewing and about Karen, I noticed that you were sort of pottering around Alnwick on Saturday, checking out the music festival.
Well, guys, just always looking around at... I love music, you know, and if there's any opportunity to be somewhere where there's not a competition, but certainly the kind of talent that is on here in Alnwick for the last few days, it's been fantastic. I mean, mentioned in the journal today again how the rain has failed to deter determined festival audiences, and the fact that being shipped in from Newcastle and all over the place, and it's turned out to be a massive congratulations to the committee again, because it's been a great show. It hasn't dampened people's spirits. Even the artists who are appearing from all over the world are enjoying themselves. Saturday was good. Yeah, the reason I was shopping on Saturday because the wife was away. And I had nothing in the fridge. Fridge was empty, and I had to come out. I seen you sort of manning the Lionhearts.
I was. Yes, I'll be there this Saturday as well. I've kind of sort of roped myself into doing it, you know, a bit of voluntary work on a weekend.
Isn't you're going to wear your galoshes this weekend, are you?
Because I think so. It might be a little bit wetter than last time, although the rain did pour on at some intervals.
But what a great achievement again for the committee. They put a lot of effort and time in, and it's turned out to be another great, huge success.
Definitely. And people should sort of put their hands in the pockets a little bit, I think, and fill those donation buckets up around the marketplace. Because, I mean, this is a sort of donation-run event, and everyone sort of, you go down the marketplace, and you can see how popular it is. So it's a shame for people not to actually sort of support that, and even a couple of quid. If each person put a couple of quid in the box, and next year's will be stronger, better. And
well, maybe what we should do is trying to do a little bit we did with Music Means Life, but on a smaller scale, and do a little a little showcase of talent from Northumberland who could quite easily. I mean, you've got a captured marketplace with all the audiences. I don't know why we don't do that. Maybe the committee should give me a call and we'll get together and do something.
If there's someone from the committee listening, well, why not? We'll put you in touch.
We'll do something.
We'll organise something for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've ticked the boxes of coverings from Alnwick. Let's pop over to Karen here. Hello, Karen. How are you?
Hello.
It's good to see you. Now, you've obviously won Music Means Life, and that massive achievement. Obviously, you're not a stranger to winning achievements. You've won Miss Philippines.
National UK, yes. I won that in November 2007. That, so it's quite exciting.
Excellent, and that, you still hold the title for that as well, don't you, at the moment?
Yeah, until November when the competition is held again.
Brilliant. So obviously, you're not a stranger to kind of the feeling of winning something of such scale. But first of all, could you tell me how you've actually got into singing, and why singing was the main career path, as it were, for yourself?
Well, since I was seven and everything, my mum bought us a karaoke machine, singing away to four tracks on a cassette and everything. And then eventually we just got singing at parties, thought it was a bit fun, and then I never really took it seriously until there was competitions, and I started doing really well in them, and then things moved on quite swiftly.
So what was the first sort of musical competition that you'd entered? Was Music Means Life the first one, or?
I'd say Music Means Life was the most prestigious, the biggest and the best, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was just well organised. It was everything that a competition needs, and it was filled with so many different talent, There was like bands, there was solo acts, there was duets and everything. Just
definitely
everything
and the fact they're all from sort of this area. Yeah. Obviously puts the spotlight mainly on the northeast music scene.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, I mean, how would you describe your sound? Because obviously, listening to watching the news reports and stuff on the website, it's sort of quite a unique but interesting sound that you've got, and it's very nice.
Thanks.
What would you say? You know, who was your influences? What kind of do you base your sound on, or is it just your own?
I like Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera, and everybody like that. But also like old influences like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. But I mean, there's like the likes of Sting as well, like his music. So I mean, everything really.
Yeah. So it's just a sort of mixed bag of all the different bits and pieces. Yeah. It's nice, and it's good that not just a few people there. There's a whole sort of spectrum of the different musicians that you can kind of sing like. Obviously, Gary's sitting over here. He's the manager. You've just signed up to a 5-year management deal with VIP Needs. So what does that actually entail, Gary?
Well, the prize from the competition was to have management to ensure that the artist had every opportunity to either try and attain some sort of contract with a label or to be showcased. Or I think it's difficult for any artist to try and be seen. And I think I've always said I want to try and ensure that the artist who's chosen or have won gets every bit of exposure they need. So what we've done with Karen is that she's appeared at certain charity events. She's got bookings throughout the year where she'll be singing her songs or covers which will suit her range, and so Karen Harding will still be around for the period of her reign for 2008 with Music Means Life. But obviously you're well aware from our early conversations that she's currently being looked at by two national, international, world labels, and we're talking two of the biggest labels in the world are looking at Karen at the moment.
And stuff.
And that's great. We've spent time in London. She's been down there. She's met people. Got another meeting next week. So you know, things looking good, and you know, but I'm a realist. This industry is a fickle industry. Things could be hot one day and cold the next. So you know, we take it as we have. I'll give Karen as much guidance as possible. You know, she'll never be told something, and her expectations will be so high. She'll be given the absolute truth, and you know, even if the truth hurts sometimes, you know, she's got to be grounded because this industry can make or break you. And I think any young artist coming in, you know, has that dream of going forward to be an international star, such as the likes of Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera, Whitney Houston, and there's no reason why Karen can't be that.
Indeed not.
But, you know, she needs to have the right people behind her, and we've got the right people looking at her. And to me, in a very short space of time, that's fantastic.
It is.
But that just proves also that, you know, she was in obscurity in concert, you know, only a few months ago, and now she's, you know, she's been looked at by some of the biggest people in the world. Now that is a hell of an achievement.
It's very impressive as well, especially, again, just coming back to the fact that it's Northeast music here. It's born and bred in the Durham area. I've got down here, it was Moorside. Moorside, that's the one.
Yeah, Moorside.
Down by Concert.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the Northeast as well. It's, again, just putting us on the map.
That was always my aim, Simon. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt that, you know, you can be in London, you can see all these X Factor competitions, you can see all these artists coming through. Majority of artists coming through tend to be Southern-based.
Well,
you know,
that's right.
A lot of bands are from the North, but solo artists very rarely get a look in.
That's right.
Because you're too far away. You know, there's certain people like Kate Nash, Amy Winehouse, you know, Adele, all come from the same music school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy for the A&R executives just to pop along at the school and have a listen, and they've got them, you know, in the bag. It's difficult for them to get on a train or come on the motorway to the A1 to see them. So my aim is to raise the profile of the Northeast and the artist here.
To make them want to get on the train and get
Get them down there to be looked at or showcased, or we put competitions on where they'll then be seen by the public and you know, they get a great sort of response. I mean, Karen has a huge response. I mean, she's been... I think the press on this particular competition was unprecedented. It's the best that the Northeast ever
was,
had.
Definitely.
With any... you know, 2009 will be bigger. And I'm sure if Karen gets that elusive contract, which we're looking at now, no doubt it will be bigger because there'll be people dying to get onto it because it has now a pedigree.
And people sort of just expect to get into the sort of thrown into the next level, as it were.
Yeah.
I mean, could you tell us how you sort of plan to develop Music Means Life? How you want to, you expect to make it sort of bigger and better?
Yeah, we do. We want clearly 2009 because of the exposure we had. We're going for a sponsor. We'll look for a main sponsor who will get a lot of publicity from it. Clearly, because the publicity was so fast on 2008. We're looking for a main sponsor who would like to put up and be involved in the event. We'd like to ensure we have artists appear, not only Northeast, we'll be looking now, possibly national artists applying, but we will do the competition and run it and have the final in the northeast. It won't be London. It won't be the, you know, places where most big competitions end up being. It'll be the northeast because I want the economy to benefit.
That's right.
from the event and the publicity. But we'll bring people up to the north if they're chosen. We'll have the event in the northeast. It'll happen probably April of next year, but we'll start running it from January. I think the press release will probably be aimed at December this year, and we'll run from January and February to have all the uploads brought in on the again, do the same process, uploading your material on the website, but this time with a photograph as well as your material and as well as a bit of a biog about you, so a little bit more information, which is not difficult to do.
Not at all.
Then the artist will be viewed and assessed and judged by another charity. We're looking at the Prince's Trust to be the charity for 2009. They will have people within their charity who have received grants and assistance, youngsters who are disadvantaged, who are on their books. They will be given the opportunity of reviewing the artists, shortlisting these artists down to a final, let's say, 12, and those 12 then will be in the final, and the final will happen in Newcastle.
Excellent. And I mean, obviously, with the amount of response you had from 2008, do you expect there to be the amount of people that actually sign up to be involved? Do you expect that to be vast?
Bigger. I mean, if Karen is signed in a very short space of time, and that means she's been signed within 4 months of the competition, you know, I want the winner to have the same opportunity. And don't forget, my background has been in the industry for a number of years, but also my experience and also my credibility is raised, because if I can bring artists through that have got a certain level, are at a certain level, or can be at a certain level, and the labels will be happy to see me, I see no reason why another artist or artist can't be
definitely
in the same position as Karen is, because you know, it's like anything else. A good scout, you know, it's like the Alan Shearer situation. You know, you find a good footballer, you work with them, and you bring them through. You find a good artist, you do exactly the same thing, and that's what we want to do with Karen and any future artists in the North East.
And the ones that,
but it might not be North East. I mean, the next winner might be from Cardiff, might be from Bournemouth. You know, you just never know. But it also
but
means
it'll still be showcased up
in the North East. That's the important thing. It'll be a North. It'll never move away from the North East, even if, and that sounds very naive, and if the TV networks want to run it in London or wherever else, I think we need to sort of, you know, make a stand and say, hey, it started here, it was brought here, let's run it from here.
Well, why not? I mean, there's not many things that are done solely in the northeast, so this could be one of them, and others could follow as well from this. I mean, where would you like to see, you know, in 5 years' time, realistically, where would you like to see Karen Harding, and where would you like to see yourself in 5 years' time? Or is it just kind of wait and see and just see how you develop and see where you...
I can't predict the future or anything. You can't tell what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. So I just want to see how things go. And
so just take it all
best,
as it comes.
Yeah. I must remember that Karen is still 16.
Of course.
And, you know, she's got a long way to go. She's got a lot of maturity to, you know, to take place. Not that she's immature, far from it. She's got a very mature head and shoulders, but her voice needs to be matured. You know, that voice needs to come in. You know, she's got a great voice, and you'll hear shortly, but, you know, she can have a better voice, and that's what we'll do. You know, voice coaches will be brought in, even if nothing happens down the road with London, with the two labels. That's, you know, something's going to happen. But we'll have a deal somewhere over the next few weeks, and that deal means that we'll move forward with Karen. And in 5 years' time, if she carries on the way she's going, there's no reason why she can't be up there with Leona Lewis, Whitney Houston, you know, all the big ones, because, you know, she's got the maturity, she's raw as they are now, and that's what most labels like to see, a raw talent, and they can develop into what they need.
That's it.
And that's what we'll do. You know, it's a shame that some people have a fantastic voice, but appearance-wise, and they haven't got the right image, and that's just a shame. But that's just, you know, and
it happens.
It happens,
yeah.
And I think people have to accept that. Luckily for Karen, you know, she has all the boxes ticked, and that's a great start.
I'm Patrick Moore. You're listening to Lionheart Radio.
Lionheart Radio.
Yes, 25 minutes to 2. We're still in the studio here with Karen Harding and Gary Thompson of Music Means Life. I was just asking before, in the little break there, if you wrote your own songs, and you answered with the reply yes.
Yeah, well, I did it when I was younger. I wrote, like, lyrics and everything, you know, those, like, lyrics about boyfriends and, you know,
yes,
and little crushes and everything. But, and then I've gradually started, like, making some tunes up, doing my own thing, but I haven't really done much else with them, but we're planning on doing a few more things with some of them and working on some of them to get them up to standard.
Excellent.
You know?
So, I mean, are you confident that the tunes that you sort of write will sort of, after a bit of work, will become, you know, massive hits? Or
I really don't know. I have nobody's really listened to them because I'm really shy about my own songs. Maybe it's just me, but
yeah.
I'm really shy about them. But I mean, if I get them out there and like I have a listen to them, see what he thinks, and then I get an honest view and see what he thinks of them. Yeah.
I think about anybody who writes their own material. You know, it's a double-edged. You know, you've got two arms to your ability. You can sing and you can write. And you know, if your singing career takes a bit of a dive in the future, you still got your publishing arm, which is fantastic. And I think anybody in this industry who can write material. I mean, Jamie, you heard before,
yep.
Who's also in my stable. You know, he writes, you know, he's... I mean, I was out on tour with him quite recently. We were down the road in Worcester at the time, and we were appearing not far away. And, you know, we got in after the show. I went to bed. He came back down to the lobby, got onto the grand piano, and within 2 hours had written a song.
Goodness.
You know, that's what it's all about. And if, you know, you can get into that sort of mindset where, you know, music in its entirety... With writing your own stuff as well, you know, you want to stay in the industry is fantastic. Karen, yeah, it's still in the early days. I'd like to see her, you know, spend more time writing her own material, yeah. Because we'd love to have her own album come out at one stage, and that will happen. But she's never going to do it unless she gets the opportunity. If she's getting out there and she's covering other people's songs and they love it in her own slant, and then she can spend time writing her own stuff with other writers, you know, she can collaborate. That's if she's it. Signed, she's got collaboration with certain writers, and that's what, and we'll be world class. And I'll tell you this now, the people we've been speaking to, I'm not going to mention any names because it's unfair for those when we're negotiating, but the people we've been speaking to, they said they want to put her with world-class writers. Now, that's just absolutely brilliant. Makes Karen feel fantastic.
Definitely.
You know, and gives her a hell of an edge.
I mean, if her songs are getting produced by these guys who have wrote for, you know, everyone else out there, then it's obviously a good sign towards, you know, something massive. Mm-hmm. And it'll be very good to keep an eye on. And
yeah.
I'd like to see the progress. Of
absolutely.
It,
you know.
Keep checking those... the music magazines and stuff and yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Lionheart Radio is like most community-based radio stations, you know, get back to the grassroots level and
definitely
to the grassroots news stories. You know, the bigger stations, unfortunately, they're dictated by the big guys, their owners, that they've got to go down mainstream, they've got to have a playlist, they've got to go down certain routes, and I think that's a shame for radio. You know, you can travel from north of Scotland right down to London and you can hear the same singers
because definitely.
They're dictated to by the playlists,
mm-hmm.
And what's current, that's all they can play. The people like Karen, people like other young singers don't get the opportunity, but with likes of Lionheart and other community-based
that's
stations,
right.
They get the showcase, and that's where you're helping the community. And I'm a great believer in that, and that's why I'm here.
And we appreciate it. I mean, because this is the second interview that Karen's been on already. Because you were in Durham FM. When was that?
More or less straight after, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was after the music.
Early May. This year, yeah.
Excellent. And I mean, again, you know, well, obviously you're from the Durham area, so it would make sense to jump straight onto the radio up there. But we've got, you know, obviously the exclusive of Northumberland Radio up here.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it lots. And again, when you had the, you know, you came on with Georgia,
From Warkworth.
You know, that was again an exclusive radio bit.
I mean, Georgia's done well. She's doing well. She's another young girl who's got a passion for music. Again, her voice still needs to be mature. She's still getting, you know, it will change.
But again, she's still young, isn't she? So
young.
I mean, she's at the start of her game. It's not as if she's
got the looks again. She's got the style. She's got the interest, and certainly she's got the enthusiasm, which is
definitely.
What it's all about. And she'll do well. And I think she entered a recent competition, and she's doing well in that competition.
Yeah, the one along in Carlisle.
Yeah,
area.
I don't know what's happening. I spoke to her mum quite recently and said that she got through to the next level, and that's great if she has.
Brilliant.
So she could be appearing with the likes of Boyzone, which is superb, you know.
But again, if people like Boyzone, they've been up there, they've done the circuit, and obviously everyone knows who they are. So I mean, again, it's an impressive leap for her if she gets there.
It's just experience.
It's
getting on a stage and singing in front of fans. Georgia did it at Music Means Life. Karen did it. You know, Karen's got some more shows this year to do. But you know, you might have 10,000 people at Carlisle Live,
definitely.
Which means that she's got what an experience for a young girl of that nature. If she does end up winning it, to sing in front of 10,000 people. You know,
for someone so young and, you know, just sort of starting, as it were, a brilliant experience for her. Now, what advice would you have for any local bands or like solo performers who might be listening now, you know, to give them advice for them to jump into the next step and kind of progress their music? Is there any advice that you would give?
Absolutely. I think advice, it's all too easy to think, well, the norm is to stick a disc in the post. You know, you've sat in your back bedroom and you put something together and you've used whatever, you know,
MySpace or
whatever way to promote. But no, by putting a disc in the post to a label, you've got one in a million chance to be seen. I think you've got to get showcased. You can't rely on the fact you're going to get a knock on the door or a phone call back from these labels. It ain't going to happen. And I'm being truthful now.
Well,
a lot of people out there still think it's the way forward. It's not. You've got to get out there and you've got to be seen. You've got to get out there and gig as much as possible. Be seen by the public. You've got to produce an album, your own stuff. Get out there. Save up. It doesn't cost a great deal to go into a studio. You can go in studios now and pay a good studio and pay anything up to £200 a day, which is, you know, in the great scheme of things, you know, you can spend 4 days in a studio. You can have three or four tracks fully mastered on your disc, which is a great one then to sell, because what you do, you then start selling at gigs. You sell for a couple of quid, £2 or £3, recover your money, make some more money, you've got then a bit more money in the pot, go back in the studio, and you do this for a little while until you get the opportunity to sing somewhere on a bigger stage. There's going to be lots of competitions. Keep putting yourself forward for competitions, because your name needs to get out there, and name's important. Oh, so and so band's been doing that, you did that as well, and did that, oh well, let's have a listen. And it doesn't take long before the likes of me or somebody else of, you know, who is out there who can pick up and say, oh, I mean, there's a band I'm looking at the moment. They're a Blythe band, Bedlington Blythe. They're in Newcastle regularly. They want me to look at them. I've looked at them. I like what I see. And there's an opportunity there.
Definitely.
But they've got the money behind them to go in the studio and get a decent sort of, decent album or disc set up, so they've got their songs. But I would say never give up. You know, believe in what you've got, believe in your music. You know, there's a lot of people out there who put you down. Karen, she went for the competition, she won it. She was under great competition. There was a lot of good talent there.
There was.
You know, and it wasn't the public who voted for her and won, it was the artists, sorry, it was the judges. And the judges, there was Alan Clark from Dire Straits. He was there. He wanted to work with Karen. What a great, you know, tribute to Karen's, you know,
especially
music.
I mean, the amount of records that they produced, and that, I mean, Dire Straits are world famous, and
we have the likes of John Miles still up here. We have Alan Clark. We have Mark Knopfler. We have, you know, we have a lot of legends. You know, the Lindisfarne people. We still have a lot of people up the northeast. You know, I'm criticising that you haven't done anything for other, you know, other people or up and coming talent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a singer. I can't sing to save me life. I don't even sing in the bath because I'm too embarrassed. I just.
So you're not going to be singing with Karen later then.
All I'll do is hum.
Yeah.
Right? I hum it. She sings it. I can't sing to save me life. But what I can do is I can recognise some sort of talent, and I can then hopefully progress that talent with the contacts that I have, and that's what we're going to do for future stars of the North.
Excellent. Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's just about just helping people sort of progress. And what I've noticed when you sort of go to gigs, sometimes you get the bands where you go to the gigs, you watch the thing, and then you come to buying the CD at the end, and they're trying to get rid of a CD for £10 or something like that.
Forget it.
And it's like, you know, you're putting your price far too high. £5 at the most for a CD.
Absolutely.
And if the money's, you know, not as much, people think, well it's only a £5, I'll get that. And if everyone, you know, if you make, like, because Jimmy Squire done good on record sales, you were telling me.
On his tour, we had 43 dates around the country, UK tour. He toured with Journey South. Journey South said they it's the best support act they've ever had. He's had great reviews. He has sold in excess of 1,000 CDs on that tour. At £7. Now,
do the maths.
It's not a massive amount of money we're charging, but there's eight singles on there. Now, that's eight tracks. It's not a great deal of money. It's less than £1 a track.
Yeah.
It's about the same price as you pay for on iTunes. You know, nearly 1,000 sort of CDs. Fantastic. But the reviews he was getting, and that's. But you see, Jamie's gone on a different level. He's more of an artist that is pigeonholed, unfortunately, for his music, because he's an acoustic guitarist come singer, and he plays the keys as well. But he also has a band, and I think that where he lies and where he's going to go forward is doing his acoustic set, because that's the way I think he's going to go. There's too many bands out there battling for the same sort of business. Jamie has a unique style, but he puts himself in a pigeonhole. So we have to find the right label that's going to look for Jamie. So we're still on the case. You know, we get reviews. He's seen two labels. It's not their style at the moment, but the whole thing's changed every week. It changes every week. What was good last week or last month is not the same this month.
The charts alone have constantly changing, and you know, they keep updating. Sometimes there's R&B tracks at, you know, 1 to 5, and then you know, the next time there'll be the acoustic tracks, or there'll be the sort of like the likes of the Duffy and all that sort of stuff, which Karen will be singing later on, I believe, at Duffy Mercy. Before I'm going to play this next track and do some adverts, we've talked about this before, about becoming sort of world famous and stuff like that, but obviously Leona Lewis, a prime example of someone who just came from nowhere. She worked in a shoe shop down in the London area, and now she's sort of this massive world-famous face, and you know, getting number ones in America, which is a massive achievement. I mean, is that something that you'd like to kind of you know, aspire to, and would you see yourself touring the America circuit and stuff like that eventually, and eventually, obviously, you know, in the next 5 years, say?
Definitely. Everyone really enjoys our music. She's good looking. She's got everything that, like, a young singer like myself would aspire to. I mean, being known in America as well is a huge thing.
It's a massive market, America. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and again, I mean, most of the difference between the American music sort of genres and things against the sort of British is the fact that country music in America is, I mean, you know, yeah, like country charts, there's absolutely all sorts of country stuff over there. Whereas in England, I mean, country, you know, you might get one or two tracks, but I mean, there's nothing compared to the American audience. They're just mad for it over there.
You're right. That's their style. They love their American music. I mean, it's so big. If you have American style music singer in this country, or country music, you like that, and you go into the States and you try and break into it, you've got a great opportunity. More difficult than it is in this country. Yeah, it's very, very small. Karen's particular style is very mainstream, and that's where, you know, she'll be fitted in. I think that's why it'll work. But, you know, Leona Lewis, you know, if it wasn't for Simon Cowell getting her on the Oprah Winfrey Show, you know,
that was while she was halfway through the auditions for X Factor as well.
Absolutely. So, in effect, what's happened here is, you know, the Midas touch from Cowell, as usual. You know, he knows his market, he knows how to market somebody. She's gone across there. But the biggest problem, I think, with Leona, and I think she's a lovely, lovely girl, they matured her too much into a diva too soon.
Definitely.
I think she lost a little bit of innocence. Which is a shame. I don't want that to happen to Karen. I think Karen, raw, young image is what the teens need to have now, the type of music we want to see, and not too mature I mean, Karen can do the power ballads. I mean, you know, we're not going to do one today, but she can do those. She can do what Leona does, and she can do a Whitney, and you could sit in a studio and say, there's Karen, there's Whitney, you can't differentiate because the levels are so great. They're so. But with Leona, I think they made her into too much of a diva too soon.
And it's a shame. But I mean, again, you know, if you look at her record sales and stuff like that, she is doing all right for herself.
Yeah. She just signed an $8 million, £5 million three-album deal. You know, that's fantastic.
Yeah, she can't be complaining, eh?
Not at all.
Through the afternoon. With Lionheart Radio.
Through the afternoon, Lionheart Radio. Lionheart Lewis. No, that's Leona Lewis. But I'm sure if she wanted to change her name, that would be fantastic. When is the next one planned? Is it April?
I think we'll do the press release in December. We'll then run in January and February for the uploads. March will be the judging by the chosen charity, and then in April we'll have the live finals in Newcastle.
Fantastic. Now, you were explaining to me before, whilst the song was playing, that you were kind of changing the way the voting was going to go. Like,
yeah, I think last year we didn't have a sponsor, so we're going to have one for next year, which will really help the charity and pay for all the costs, and then hopefully the money raised by the public will go straight to the charity. So,
brilliant.
And the Prince's Trust is a great one to give the money to. They do great work in the Northeast. We are doing it differently next year, where we will get the judges to shortlist 100. I did mention 10 before, I got it incorrect. It's 100. They will be internet-based finalists. We will then ask the public to vote their favourites.
So it'll be like a
text vote? Or it'll be an online vote, and their votes, they'll be viewed, how they're going up or down, and then at the end of a cut-off period, we'll then know that the top 10 votes will then be shortlisted to the final, which will happen at Newcastle. So
brilliant.
Money be raised via that, online, by text, and also by sponsoring. So we're hoping that there'll be a nice chunk of change for the charity.
That's brilliant. How much did you actually raise for the charity?
We didn't do too well. Because it was our first year, we tried to cut costs greatly. We didn't get great support from the public on the nights of the finals, so there wasn't a great deal of money made, unfortunately. But the profiling for the TNH Cancer Trust was absolutely brilliant because of the publicity. It raised their profile tremendously, got the message across about TNH cancer. But no, money wise, in fact, I lost money, which I'm not really bothered about because we knew it was a gamble.
Definitely,
it was our first year. I think we raised about in total about just under 30,000. but the costs were 30,000.
Yeah, so it's kind of just broke even.
Just wiped his face, yeah.
But, you know, things like this, it's the first year, as you say, and obviously, especially if Karen, you know, takes off and becomes this massive hit, then exposure will be definitely on Music Means Life, eyes on it, and everyone will be wanting involved, and obviously, again, if you get your sponsorships and stuff like that, then next year it'll be, you know, perfect.
Perfect, and also we want it televised, so there'll be networks vying for the business. Because it's an unusual competition, slightly different in the how we've done it, I think it'd be nice to have it televised and competing against the likes of X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and everything else.
Well, we'll hopefully have a look on that and see if it'll be, you know, on the Sky Networks or ITV or something like that in the near future. But anyways, thanks very much, Gary, and obviously Karen as well. I'll be following your progress, and I'll looking forward to emails and phone calls in regards to everything that's going on, because it'd be quite interesting just for myself to see where you go, especially for
we'll drop a press release out to you if we've got one, so if we're announcing anything, you're on the list, so we'll go from there.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much. I'm going to play out with a band that is actually coming in on Saturday to talk to Paul Shucksmith. They're called The Carletons. I think they're from somewhere down south.
Is it the Carletons or Charlatans?
The Carletons. That's what I've got on here. C-A-R-L-E-T-N-O-S.
It's the Carletons.
Yeah, it's not
the Charlatans. Because it was the Charlatans, wasn't it?
The Charlatans, yeah.
What's happened to them?
I have no idea. No idea, but this is definitely the Carletons. I think they're, again, just a smaller band that are kind of progressing up to the mainstream. And, you know, all the best to them as well. They'll be in on Saturday at 12, talking to Paul Shucksmith. Not a local band, but again, it's still an up-and-coming band, so it is good to promote the up-and-coming, even if they're not from the Northeast. Although we prefer it if they are. This is The Carletons. Thanks very much to Karen and to Gary. We'll see you next time. This is Lineup Radio.